This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
If I had $10 million, what I would do probably two things, maybe three things. One of them, and this is going to just steal Sheikh Tahir's answer, I'd buy up a city block or two or three, depending on the city. And I make the whole area a waqf. And we make them rental properties. And we collect the rents. We wouldn't be slumlords. We do it right. We do it with ihsan. We'd renovate the places. We'd make them nice. We would give preferential treatment to the Muslims. We allow the Muslims to come. Take one of these bombed out cities where, you know, like the inner city is bombed out, right? And there's a, what do they call it? Flight from the inner cities. Buy up that whole joint. Buy up that whole thing, turn it over. Come on, Muslims. Here's where we're living right now. Nice, you know, a decent, a simple mosque. A simple mosque that is built upon leadership and people. Not one that's built on buildings. One that's so focused on people. Paying the people what they need in order to do the work that they need in order to do the job. I would also establish a 501c3, a 501c4, a PAC, and a super PAC, starting in that area where we do a lot of the stuff that I've been talking about on other forums, where we're trying to pay attention to power. How does power work? We're going to do data on everything. We're going to take our own data. We're going to pay the data scientists what we need. We're going to make a template for every mosque in the country. Two, here's how you move. First, you're going to know your principles of how to engage politically, so that you don't get burnt, you don't get hoodwinked, you don't get co-opted. Second, we're gonna identify our issues, we're gonna prioritize our issues. Third, we're gonna power map, we're gonna see where people are, study the issue, how do decisions get made, who do we have where, who's our human capital, and then we're gonna move. We're gonna see what the opportunities are, we're gonna move according to those opportunities, we're gonna take advantage of those opportunities. And we're gonna take that model, and we're going to, yeah, let's start up a media company while we're at it, okay? Better than Zateo. We're gonna start with a media company, right? We're gonna have all the heavy hitters, you know, Muhammad Jalal and Sami Hamdi and everybody who's proven themselves, and we're gonna pay them so they can stop what they're doing, everything else they're doing, and focus on that and just go full into it. And we're gonna have a pipeline so that anybody who's coming up, they'll study under them. And then we'll be 10xing everything, okay? So in 5 years, we wanna have so many more people doing that in the space, okay? We're gonna put money into media platforms, because right now we're limited to either Musk or Zuckerberg. We're gonna put money into, organize these tech guys, kick them some money, say, hey, you guys, your job is to create something that is so much more user-friendly and compelling that it's gonna replace X. That's gonna be owned by Muslims. Not just any token Muslims, good Muslims. And you guys are responsible for replacing Instagram and TikTok, or whatever else. And we're gonna transition from we're gonna be doing dawah. The existing social media space is going to place just of dawah, right? Where we know that that's where people are, but we're gonna try to suck people over to the light, the bright side. We're going to make institutions that serve the needs of the people, okay? Whether it's free health clinics, soup kitchens, etc. Every single district, city is going to have it. And we're going to make this a template, and we're going to go around the country, city by city, and we're going to teach people, this is how you do it. This is how you do it. This is how you do it. And we're going to organize the imams. We're going to make a licensing board for the imams, not just a union, a licensing board, where we're going to get all the major approved Sunni flavors of Islam that are going to set standards. We're gonna differentiate job roles. It's not just gonna be everybody's an imam, everybody's a sheikh, everybody's an ustad. No, there's gonna be, this is your level. This is what you're entitled to. This is what's expected of you. These are your red lines, okay? The mosques are gonna sign up to it. It's gonna be a big umbrella sort of organization where you're like a gold star approved mosque. You operate by these standards and your imams operate by these standards. And the people are gonna flock to them, and they're gonna leave the seedy, shady mosques that don't run like that. That way the leaders will be accountable, but empowered. We need both. Leaders will be accountable, but empowered. And yeah, man, we're going to get to it. We're going to fund people that are actually going to do scholarship. There's so much stuff that's in the books of Islam that I told someone recently, a lot of these things are buried in larger books. So if you get a multi-volume explanation of the Quran or a multi-volume explanation of Sahih Bukhari, there hasn't been the process yet where, or the industry, almost like Bayt al-Hikmah, where they were like translating from Greek and translating from this and that. We're going to have our own Bayt al-Hikmah, but it's not going to be it is going to be translation, but it's going to be going through the Islamic books and distilling thematically, like picking out all those gems and organizing them thematically and presenting them in clear and concise and eloquent English. So you're going to have themes that pop up. They're scattered right now. They're scattered through all these bigger books. Okay? How are you supposed to act to your parents? How do you hold leadership accountable in the community? How are you supposed to do this? How do you uphold your dignity and honor? All these different topics, and we're going to extract them. We're going to actually present them in a good way. And yeah, there's a million other things that we could do. This is stuff that keeps me up at night. So 10 million is going to be spent very quickly.